Hare Krishna. So Krishna has spoken about how a yogi, when he takes birth in a very nice transcendentalist family, now he does a lot of hard work so that he can attain perfection. Now Krishna is going to talk about how he gets attracted to the yogic principles naturally in shloka number 44. Purvabhyasena tenaiva Riyateya avashopi saha Jignyasur api yogasya Shabda brahmati vartate. So here Krishna is saying, Purvabhyasena tenaiva, by the virtue, by the practice of previous lives, divine consciousness, Riyate, he automatically becomes attracted. He avasho api saha, even without seeking for it, even without endeavoring for it, he naturally gets attracted now to the yogic principles. So it is said, jignasur api yogasya, such an inquisitive jignasu, the inquisitive transcendentalist, is shabda brahmati vartate, is above the ritualistic principles of the scriptures. So very nice shloka where we understand that a yogi naturally gets attracted to various yogic principles. Here, some nice points are made, which we can discuss. Advanced yogis are not very much attracted to the rituals of the scriptures, but they automatically become attracted to the yoga principles, which can elevate them to complete Krishna consciousness, the highest yoga perfection. So an advanced yogi, an advanced bhakti yogi, he is not attracted to various rituals those are done, but he sees the essence behind that. Why to do it? Why are these different activities done? And what to do so that one can attain Krishna directly in this very lifetime? So he sees for the essence. He accepts the essence, he imbibes the essence, and he practices the same with the goal to attain Krishna. A very nice shloka that is given from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho batashvo pachato gariyan yajjivagre vartate nama tubhyam te pusta puste juhovoho shashnurarya brahmanuchur nama granantiyete. So here it is said that the ones who practice chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or the ones who are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is to be considered that tepus tapas, that they have done all the austerities in the past life, first. Second, juhuvuhu, they have taken bath, juhuvuhu, they have done all the sacrifices in the past life. Shashnur, they have taken bath in all the holy places. And brahmanuchur, they have studied all the Vedic scriptures. So all the rituals are done. For all the ones who are chanting the holy names of the Lord, it is considered and it is said that they have completed all the rituals in their past life. So it is said, the famous example of this was presented by Lord Chaitanya, who accepted Haridas Thakur as one of his most important disciples. So for everyone's information, Thakur Haridas was born in a Muslim family. But then, right from the start, he would be chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And how many rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra? 192 rounds. That is 300,000 names of Lord Sri Krishna. This is what he would be doing every single day. So, Lord Chaitanya gave him the title Nam Acharya. He was born in a Mohammedan family. He belonged to a class of meat eaters, but then he was pure and he was chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, he was given this title as Nam Acharya. So, it is said that because he chanted the holy name of Lord constantly, it is understood that in his previous life, he must have passed through all the ritualistic methods of the Vedas known as Shabda Brahma. Unless, therefore, one is purified, one cannot take to the principles of Krishna consciousness or become engaged in chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. So this point is very nice to understand and meditate on. Who can actually chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? The ones who are sinful, they cannot chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And apart from that, everyone else can chant, the ones who are pious. Now can we imagine how fortunate all of us are when we are chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We are chanting the Mahamantra because by the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of devotees, we have got this opportunity. And we are very, very fortunate because by Lord's grace, we have done all the rituals in the past life itself. So we have come to a platform where we have taken up a very, very high level of practice in this age of Kali Yuga, that is chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There are so many people in this world. We go and tell them about chanting of the holy names, but they're not able to accept. They're busy doing some ritual here and there. They're busy doing something nonsense. They're busy thinking that God doesn't exist. So there are very few intelligent people who actually take to chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So it is said in Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedashah. So it is said, who will chant the holy names of the Lord? The last word, Sumedashah. The one who has got good intelligence, the one who has got some brain substance, only they can chant the holy names of the Lord. So understanding this, that how fortunate we are, we should take to bhakti very, very seriously and chanting of the holy names very, very seriously and very attentively, so that at least in this life, when we have got this bona fide process of chanting the holy names, when we have got this bona fide sampradaya of Brahma sampradaya, which we are connected to, we all can very, very nicely practice bhakti. And this very lifetime, after all, we have got this all great opportunities. So this very lifetime, we can break the cycle of birth and death. There is no question of thinking, maybe let me do it in installments. Anyways, Krishna is saying we continue from wherever we leave. So there is no question of installments. Let's finish all the EMI this lifetime itself. No, let's not carry it to the next life. So anyone who understands this particular shloka, that how we have got attracted to chanting of the holy names, and we have got this opportunity to chant the holy names of the Lord after performing all sorts of rituals in past life, such a person can actually become very serious. And when one becomes very serious and sincere, Krishna will give all the inspiration from within. Krishna will make all the arrangements so that we go home back to Godhead this very lifetime. So Krishna has described this very, very beautifully. Now Krishna is going to continue and he is going to talk about how the yogi, he makes sure that he gets rid of all the contamination that is there in his heart. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.